It's the Melbourne Cup on Turf Club Radio. And on our show, you can expect plenty of interference.
Pedigree analyst from RacingAustralia.net, Kristen Manning.
I'm a member of a group called the Melbourne Pedigree Group, and we meet on the first Monday of every month. And one of our big meetings is Melbourne Cup Eve, where we go through the pedigree with a fine-tooth comb of every Melbourne Cup runner.
Oh.
And cross out those we think we can't win and have a trifecta. You know how many times we've got the trifecta?
Perhaps none?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
American horse racing enthusiast Patricia Missenbaum.
I hate to say it because Gay Waterhouse kind of drives me crazy at times, but
wow.
Excess Knowledge was fantastic.
Global Turf Club host Joshua Cook.
I found the comments of Sir Michael Stout in one of the trainers of Snow Sky. I remember after his win in Royal Ascot Week, the immediate question was, are you going to go to the Melbourne Cup? And I found his answer fascinating. He said, yes, I think he's a bit good for the Melbourne Cup.
What?
Well, Sir Michael Stout, Snow Sky, you're at $41. Best of luck.
Hey, there we go. Boom. Bit of trash talk. And co-creator of Hamish and Andy's race that slows down the nation, Andy Lee.
I mean, Hamish, I feel a little bit like Kerry Packer when he brought in World Series cricket. The old form of racing where they just have regular jockeys on horses rather than jockeys in horses just seems so old school. I guess we'll look back at that. And sure, some people will like to go and watch the traditional form and have a bet, but I imagine men in horse suits racing around a track will become the superior form of racing.
It's the Melbourne Cup on Turf Club Radio, where every protest is upheld.